Hi, this is Nyla Nelson back at you with another Hey Yoga Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds. And you can add your own music of choice through the app's approval, or you can choose from the different selections they have within the podcast app. Simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared. And the bonus, the actual bonus, is that you can get paid from different sponsors per segment. And app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners and will send frequent notifications on where it has been shared. And you can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, YouTube, plus so much more. If you ever think about having a future in podcasting, Anchor App is the best way to go. And my segment today is called Jumping Timelines That Moves Through Stages of Procrastination, of Pessimist, Productive, Perspective, Progress, and Prosperity. You know, we're moving all through the, from the P's. There's a lot of P's up in there. And it's like, what is it? Six P's. So it's just like we all go through those different stages of our lives where, you know, where it's like we know we got so many things we do. I'm like a very known addict for doing that, of moving through these P's. I can procrastinate. There's always some excuse I'm using, like, man, I'm too tired. You know, it's just I got so much on my plate right now. And, you know, there's been people I've been trying to help to do certain things to, and I let them know, hey, I've been there before. You know, especially when you're trying to move different, a lot of times it's like that fear will end up placing, you know, procrastination in your life and making all these different excuses up of what things that you know you need to do, but you just really are trying to find that motivation of not procrastinating, of doing things. And a lot of times when we're going through that procrastination, we get frustrated when things are not moving in our pace or not unfolding how we thought we were. You know, we get that hype mode. It's like, yeah, we can do it. And this and this and that. And you go this, that, and the fourth. And then the next thing, though, things start popping off, happening. And it's not yet unfolding exactly what we wanted to. So we can all of a sudden, we can have this vibration of being very pessimistic, very negative about our situation. Look, it's happening. And it's not happening the way I wanted it to, you know, I'm just not going to be good at this. And it's just like, we have to get out of that mode of thinking negatively. You know, I've been there before, to where when things didn't unfold the way I wanted to, was not moving fast paced the way I needed it. And, you know, as always, universe is like, trust the process, you know, trust the outcome. And I'm that person. I do not have patience whatsoever, but universe has put me in situations where I have no choice but to be, you know, patient on those things. And it's just, you have to be in that routine. If you know, if you're wanting something that you have never gotten before, you never thought you can achieve, you have to know there's different things that universe and God is going to expect of you that you have never done. You're going to have to sacrifice, you're going to have to change, you're going to have to cut cords with a lot of different people, you know, change how you speak on yourself, change how you speak out to the universe about others as well as yourself. You know, you have to speak like you're blessed, like, yeah, these things are unfolding for my highest good. I need to trust it, you know, trust the process is going to be way better than, you know, I ever expected. It's going to be better than I ever anticipated. It's actually going to come out better than I ever, you know, expected. And so those things is, you know, is really just showing you how you have to be about yourself. And when you're allowing yourself to get into that routine, you're finally be productive. You're starting to see certain things unfolding in different ways, that where you're getting compliments. You know, it's just like, you know, I first started doing my videos, and I started doing like one and expected like a million views on one. And then it was just like, you know, I would be lucky when I first started. I probably had two, you know, possible 10, you know, by the end of the week. And I got very frustrated. And it was like different things they had, you know, universe had me pushing. I was doing at least about between 10 to 15 videos a day, you know, and it was like back to back to back to back, you know, and I was doing it like 2-3 weeks straight. And it was just like, it's still at a slow process, you know, after 4 or 5 years, but it's at that point where I'm okay. And it took me a minute for me to actually say I was okay, because it was so many different things that I was doing at that time that the way it's unfolding, I'm actually liking that. And it took me a while to be able to allow myself to put those kind of words together in a positive note, even though I didn't get the reaction that I thought I was, or unfolding in that progression that I thought I was. But it was all about me trusting that process, because there's so many different people that, you know, that come to me and tell me about different things that they appreciated about my videos, my podcast, and stuff like that. And it really just gave me that outlet of just knowing to trust the process, even though when you never know who you're inspiring, you never know the difference you're making in people's lives when you're being pushed or guided towards something. You never really want to say push, because it's like, it feel like they're forcing you. But a lot of times we have to be able to be that person to say, let me get out of my own way. Let me allow these different things to unfold, you know, in a spiritual manner that, you know, universe and God has in store for me. Yeah, it may take a little bit longer, but it's just that destiny. They always want you to look at the, you know, the display that's going on. They don't never want you to keep measuring, you know, by the, you know, I went this mile, went that mile. They said, just admire the, you know, the destination, just admire the display that you're seeing. You never look like, oh, you know, within an hour, I don't went like 5 miles and stuff like that. When you start counting, you start getting frustrated. And that's when you start adding stress, unnecessary stress. You start thinking vibrations of pessimistic vibes within the situation that's unfolding for you. So I always want you to change that negative thinking, change that negative thought, because if we keep allowing ourselves to talk that way, you know, that's what the reality is going to project out to. So we have to always be careful. You know, they always tell us, be careful how you speak upon yourself. You know, be careful how you speak upon others. You know, you're working on yourself. You're creating a new version of you, being towards the highest, best version of yourself. And that takes time. And then, you know, you start changing the perspective of how you see things. You see how you're healing. You're seeing how you attract good things into your life just by the way you're looking at things. You're not allowing yourself to just find fault in every single thing that is not moving in the pace that you wished it to. You know, but just understanding is bringing you towards something so much better. You're seeing yourself as a different person within a different light. And those things are really good, you know, but it's all about what you choose to put into it. You know, it's like right now, you know, I haven't did videos for a few days because I had different things that I was dealing with. And, you know, and I started doing, you know, I did like about 4 or 5 videos and I still got a chat to go over to. And then the next day, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm tired. And a lot of times you have to understand, sometimes it's going to take for you to do different things. Tired, but you're allowing yourself to put your all into it. You're allowing yourself to know this is that sacrifice you have to make, you know, because sometimes we'll use that excuse of being tired and not want to be productive just because, oh, I'm tired, you know, oh, my eye hurts, or oh, my finger hurts, you know, something very lame that we don't want to do. But it's allowing yourself to know, how bad do you really want things? How bad do you really want things to change for you for the better? A lot of times you have to just press pause on wanting to lay down for a minute and allow yourself to do this so you can create better. You know, and that's what universe is looking for within us, within the things that we're doing. Are you allowing little things to stop you, or are you allowing yourself to even use what you have just to keep pushing forward, even though, you know, now it'll be different when you're like falling asleep and doing different things. But if it's something that, you know, you know, you can get, you know, it's just like with my podcast, it could be like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or, you know, maybe even 45 minutes to an hour, depending on where universe is guiding me to speak on, you know, being very transparent on different things that goes on. Like I tell people all the time, I love, you know, doing my videos as well as my podcast, you know, doing support groups and stuff like that, and chat that we talk about different things that goes on in our lives, that we're, you know, we go through these different situations to where we're trying to stay focused, we're trying to stay positive. You know, there's a lot of times that people get very depressed around the holidays. You know I do. There's a lot of my family that has passed over, or some I haven't yet met because of my adoption, you know, and it gets very, you know, very frustrating. It gets very depressing. But then just allowing myself to stay proactive, just allowing myself to keep moving. It doesn't allow myself to get on the what ifs or in a negative vibe of wanting to bring myself down, when I can allow myself to be productive. It's not like ignoring it, but allowing myself to put in work towards something that is going to create better for me instead of allowing myself to sulk and feeling sorry for myself. You know, everything happens for a reason. They happen in that way. So it's always good to change the perspective, and it gets you into a more healthier progress when you're going towards these things. You start seeing things in a different light. You're starting to see where you're moving. You're enjoying about the things that you're doing. You know, even, you know, like I've said before, if you're at a job that you don't feel fulfilled at, you know, it could be the first couple of weeks like, yeah, you know, I'm very excited about this. I got this new job. And there's times I've been there. And then, you know, the next few days when I start seeing things unfold, or next few weeks or maybe a month, I'm like, yeah, I already see it. I'm not going to be here too long. You know, and it'll be certain things like that. And just being my own boss on being on YouTube and, you know, doing my chats and doing my podcast, I know beautiful things is unfolding in different ways that I may have never predicted. And these are the things, like, even when I'm, you know, I'm off just having my me time and my self-care, I'm okay. You know, I'll end up thinking about something and go write it down, like, hey, I can be for my next content, or hey, I can have this discussion in my chat group. And that's letting me know this is something that I'm very passionate about. It doesn't need to be forced. It doesn't have to be, you know, dragging or anything like this. This is something that I see myself doing for a long time, you know, adding on towards that to, you know, whatever universe is guiding me towards to do. And that's something that you can really, you know, appreciate that for. And when you're starting to allow yourself to be in a progression of being passionate about something you truly, truly enjoy, you know, it allows you, you know, to really enjoy what you're seeing. And then it'll eventually form into this prosperity. And then it's just like a prosperity of many blessings that, you know, keeps carrying on to different things that you can really appreciate. And when you allow yourself to look back, you know, it'll probably be tears flooding or just being emotional and happy. It's like, wow, you know, I remember when I just allowed myself to always make up excuses, and instead of never allowing myself to make the effort to discontinue the excuses, then you can see how far you were willing to go, the sacrifices. You stayed determined, you stayed motivated. You know, even when you felt like things weren't going to work out for you, there was something like in your gut and your soul and your vibration to tell you, keep on going. You know, you never know how these things are going to unfold. You know, you never know if these things are going to guide you towards things you never imagined. You're going to meet people that you never thought you would meet. You'll be in places and buildings and stuff that you never thought you can actually be in. And now you'll understand, you know, why you never gave up. You know, everything has a purpose for happening and a process for happening. It's just that you always have to be able to go through those major changing stages of the six P's. So hopefully you are able to get something out of that segment of the day. If you're ever on YouTube, I always leave my contact information in the description box below. And if you're ever on YouTube, it's all, you know, I do a lot of different videos about different spiritual beings that, you know, what we go through on different days, you know, different things that's taking place in the universe that can really be affecting us, affecting with us within a whole or just within ourselves on healing and progressing and leveling up. So if you ever have a time to come over there, you know, make sure you let me know that you came from here and connected with me on there, and it'll truly be appreciated. I hope you have a blessed weekend, and I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving and your upcoming holidays with your family. Much love. Namaste.